Imagine you're driving down Rayford Road in a traffic jam on a Friday afternoon. It's about 5:30, and you just want to get home, kick your shoes off, watch some television, and start your weekend of relaxation. While stopped at a traffic light, you notice a man with torn clothes, packed with dirt, toes sticking out of his shoes, and a face that looks like it hasn't been washed in over a week. You watch him walking closer to your car. Do you act normal, or do you lock your doors and roll up your windows? Do you wish he would stay away from your car, or do you even think twice about his presence? You notice he is holding a sign with misspelled words that says, "We'll work for food. Please help." What do you think after reading his sign? Do you think, maybe I could help him in some way? Or do you think, yeah, sure, you don't want to work, you want a handout? As he gets closer, do you keep your eyes fixed on the light, or do you allow yourself to look at him and have compassion for him? Do you think to give him the dollar you are saving for a soda later, or do you just ignore him? Hey, somebody else can deal with it. As a society, we are taught to judge people based on appearance. It is sometimes hard to feel compassion for those who do not have many advantages. What would it hurt to show compassion for the man by driving him to a shelter, or giving him a couple of dollars, or even buying him some food? In the book of Matthew, Jesus told his followers that only those who offered him clothes when he was naked and food and drink when he was hungry would inherit his kingdom. They did not understand this because they had never seen him naked, hungry, or thirsty. He explained that what they did to the least of his brothers, they did to him. All of us can be considered the least of Jesus' brothers. The beggar is also. Jesus wants us to help him out. The beggar deserves to have clothing, food, and a place to stay, just like we do. Jesus is calling us to give him those things that we consider essential and take for granted. Throughout the Bible, Jesus tells his followers that they must act like children if they want to inherit his kingdom. Let us consider the compassion children have for others. Children often do not think twice about helping someone who is hurt or showing love to others. Hate is a learned behavior. Growing up in a society such as we have, many children are taught that it is all right to laugh when someone gets hurt or pick on the person who is different. However, these are behaviors that they have learned by watching adults and older children. If we all could have the innocent view of children, maybe that beggar wouldn't have to beg anymore. I remember when I was in fifth grade, there was a girl whose family didn't have a lot of money. I noticed the dirty clothes she seemed to wear every day, and the fact that her glasses were scratched and broken. I was worried about this girl because I knew I had so many things that she didn't have. I had clean clothes and new glasses. I told my mom about her, and we bought her some nice clothes, which my teacher gave her. I also prayed for the girl. I prayed God would give her family what they needed. If the whole world had the compassion for the less fortunate that young children have, our world would be much better. Jesus wants all of us, who call ourselves his followers, to have the compassion that will reach out to a stranger and find out what their needs are, while putting our own needs on hold. Now imagine that beggar actually called himself the Son of God. What if he said he was Jesus and performed miracles? Would you still believe in God? You may think, how could Jesus be so poor? Or why would Jesus sink to such a low level on his return? Remember, the Bible says Jesus is coming back to reclaim his kingdom on earth, but only God knows all the details of his coming. Can you see yourself worshiping a Jesus in torn clothes and shoes that barely have a soul left? I know I would much rather imagine my Jesus, my Lord, as a successful businessman with neatly combed hair and an Armani suit. Could we as a society actually open our hearts to a man dressed in rags that was doing miracles and claiming to be Jesus? Could you actually give your heart over to a man with such appearance? Because we don't know what God has planned, one day, if we are still on this earth when Jesus comes again, we may have to. Now let's all think back to the very familiar Christmas story. Mary and Joseph were traveling and had to have their baby boy, the Son of God, in a stable. God wanted his son to be born in such a humble place. It was also God's plan for Jesus to live such a humble life. Jesus' birth was set as an example to the world of the way we must act if we want to inherit his kingdom. Jesus could come again as anything. Why wouldn't he choose to be a beggar? If Jesus were a beggar, would you help him? We all need to examine our hearts and find out if we believe that we can accept Jesus as whatever he may be. Remember, Jesus accepts us no matter what we have done or who we are. He may come again as royalty, or he may come as a lowly beggar. No matter what, we must remember that Jesus knows our hearts and sees how we treat others. The way we treat other people and the way we live our lives will either allow us to enter or forbid us entry into the Lord's kingdom. And to quote the song, "What if Jesus came back like that? Where would he find your heart is at?"